This is BOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. An independent Pentagon review concluded that a U.S. drone strike that killed innocent civilians and children in the final days of the Afghanistan war was not caused by misconduct or negligence, and it does not recommend any disciplinary action. The review done by Air Force Lieutenant General Sami Saeed found that there were some breakdowns in communication and in the process of identifying and confirming the target of the bombing. However, Saeed said at a news conference Wednesday that the strike was not the result of misconduct or negligence. The August 29th drone strike on a vehicle killed Zamira Ahmadi and 9 family members, including 7 children. The 37-year-old Ahmadi was a longtime employee at an American humanitarian organization. A U.S. State Department spokesman confirmed Wednesday that a 7th round of Iran nuclear talks will start November 29th in Vienna, Austria. European Union envoy Enrique Mora has helped mediate the indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran with diplomats from the European Union, Russia, and China, and the other members of the original deal. The talks aim to reinstate the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, commonly known as the Iran nuclear deal. Former President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. from the agreement in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Iran. President Joe Biden has said the U.S. will rejoin once Tehran returns to full compliance with the agreement's restrictions on nuclear weapons development. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S., Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates and Britain issued a joint statement in support of a democratic and peaceful Sudan, where the civilian government was ousted on October 25th in a military coup. The countries called for the lifting of a state of emergency and an effective dialogue between all parties to help ensure that the peace and security for the people of Sudan is a top priority. The coup threatened to derail the process, which had slowly progressed since the ouster of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir in a popular uprising in 2019. Sudanese Military Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan said the army's overthrow of the country's transitional government was necessary to avoid a civil war. School children take the spotlight this week as the United States enters a new phase in COVID-19 vaccinations aimed at curbing deaths, hospitalizations. The federal government has promised enough vaccine to protect the nation's 28 million kids in the 5 through 11 age range, with many enthusiastic parents rushing to get their children, younger children that is, inoculated before the holiday season. The lower dose vaccine requires 2 shots, 3 weeks apart. Children who get vaccinated before Thanksgiving will be fully covered by Christmas. Health officials hailed these shots for kids 5 to 11 as a major breakthrough after more than 18 months of illness, hospitalizations, deaths, and disrupted education. About half of the 10,000 active duty Air Force Airmen and Space Force Guardians not vaccinated for COVID-19 are seeking religious exemptions, and 800 verbally refused the vaccine, according to Air Force data released on Wednesday. The Air Force and Space Force's COVID-19 vaccination compliance deadline was Tuesday for active duty troops. Of the unvaccinated, 4,933 are requesting a religious exemption, which the Department of Air Force has 30 business days to process. According to data obtained by VOA, 97% of active duty airmen and guardians have had at least one vaccine dose, with 95% fully vaccinated. The Air Force deadline was the earliest of all of the military services, with deadlines for active duty troops in the Army, Navy, and Marines coming later this year. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.